American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Many industries are bracing for the impact of a potential dock worker strike. Here's Fox Business's Lydia Hu.
We know that there are some commodities that could be impacted by a potential strike. Pharmaceuticals, vehicles, vehicle parts. These are the top imports into the ports that will be affected by a possible strike. Industries like the autos are expressing concern now. The president of the Auto Care Association tells Fox Business that the aftermarket industry alone generates more than $392 billion each year. He adds, quote, with the potential to impact more than 4 million automotive aftermarket industry jobs, a halt in port operations would delay the delivery of critical auto parts, leading to shortages that could severely hinder vehicle repairs and maintenance across the country.
Both sides have until October 1st to agree on a new contract and avoid a strike. A mother murdered by an illegal alien testified before the House Homeland Security Committee yesterday. Last August, Rachel Moran, a mom herself, was found dead in Maryland. The alleged killer was captured in Oklahoma, and prosecutors believe he was an illegal alien. Josh Brakeen, U.S. representative from Oklahoma, appeared on Washington Watch.
There were warning signs of this individual and just the lack of vetting that takes place. And then even once some vetting occurs and these people have broken laws or are allowed to remain in this country unless it's major infractions, two people from San Diego along with the mother, they all just readily state what we all know intrinsically, and that is that you are less safe than you were a year ago. You're definitely less safe than you were 2 years ago and definitely than you were 3 years ago.
He talked about what can be done about the growing number of illegals in the country.
And we are trying to lean in on deportation and the characteristics of, number one, how do you pay for that? We've got a country that can't afford the government we've got, and we can't afford to allow these people that have broken our laws to remain here because it's such a disincentive for this to continue. We all that, hold Reagan in such high regard would look back at 86 and say, but that was a mistake because it didn't solve the problem. And so these people have to be removed from this country. It's my belief. That has to send a signal to people that you cannot come into this country, break the law, and expect that you would be first in line.
He went on to say when there are no consequences for lawbreaking, lawlessness is compounded. A trend seems to be picking up on universities adopting policies of neutrality. This after the anti-Israel demonstrations that caused disruptions on campuses across the nation last semester. AFN's Bronson Woodruff reports.
The protests continue this semester, but colleges and universities have a better idea of what to expect now. Dr. Zachary Marshall is editor-in-chief of Campus Reform. He tells AFN it's about time these institutions are deciding to stay neutral.
Well, this is something they should have been doing from day one. I've been arguing for years publicly that universities need to depoliticize their campuses. So I think that this is the first step that is needed for university presidents to regain control of their campuses and move on.
He said it's just a shame, in his opinion, that this decision came so late.
You had to have so much violence and suffering on campuses last year for universities to realize they shouldn't be commenting on things that don't affect them. Virtue signaling makes college into, camps for indoctrination activism, and that is not what higher education is about. Before October 7th, what was happening is that universities were making statements on every fashionable leftist issue that was out there, from BLM to anti-racism to what have you.
Then the terror attack on October 7th happened.
Universities lost control of their campuses and realized that they had created, incubators for activism, and that these students and professors who turned curriculum into activism kind of took the power away from university presidents.
The University of Pennsylvania and Washington State University are two institutions that are now reported to stay neutral. I'm Bronson Woodruff.
That'll do it for news at this hour. Go to AFN.net to find more. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.